Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. The recent election resulted in the approval of Measure Z, the countywide 0.5% sales tax. I see by the local news media that the County Board of Supervisors is now contemplating the makeup of the advisory or oversight committee called for in the measure, which will recommend how the board should allocate revenue generated by the new tax. The Board of Supervisors was able to reach a partial consensus, agreeing the new group should consist of 9 members, 5 of which would be appointed by the County Board of Supervisors, each representing a county district. There was discussion but no agreement as to the representation of the other 4 advisory positions. My question is, why wasn't the number of advisory committee positions and their representation settled and included in the original drafting of Measure Z? The only information that the voter had on the ballot was that an advisory committee would be necessary. Putting the cart before the horse has resulted in excessive time and discussion used to formulate a committee when they should now be contemplating the appointments to the positions. The 5 positions to be appointed by the board make sense, but they had better be exceptionally careful with the representation and appointments of the other 4 committee positions. Another question that I have is the terms of the committee members. Will each of the 9 positions start and end on the same dates? This is what happened to the Oversight Committee for the Eureka City School Bonds in 2002. If the terms of the positions are not staggered, there will be no continuity over the years. I am hoping that the newly passed Eureka City Schools Measure S will also have staggered terms for its members. I don't know whether or not the Oversight Committee terms for the College of the Redwoods bond is staggered, but I recently read that CR was advertising for applicants to fill 4 vacant positions for their oversight committee. I wonder why. Advisory boards or oversight committees, call them what you will, are only as good as the governing board wants them to be. I served on one for 4 years and became very frustrated. The committee has no vested authority to do anything and can be rendered useless by those who do have the power. A committee member is only there to make suggestions and give advice. If something is awry, you can speak up and hope to be heard. Oversight committees for school bonds are mandatory in the state of California. I don't believe that they are mandatory in the instance of the County Board of Supervisors. Hopefully, the present County Board members will pay heed to an advisory committee, supplying them with necessary information and listening to the ideas and suggestions that will be directed back to them. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.